What happened on March the 29th? Actually, not a lot. We had some decent games, I guess. We had some weird random performances from players we may have never heard of and might never hear of again. But still enough to talk about. Let's do a show. Let's prep for tomorrow. Could be the last day of your season. Hopefully you're not going much longer than this week. We will cover everything. This is the Saturday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. And we are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Let's get straight into these games. I don't think this will be a very long show. Fewer and fewer people, does that sound right? Anyway, people are filtering away from fantasy basketball. Obviously, seasons are coming to a close. For a lot of people, their season is already over. So we will, we'll run through these very quickly, take any questions that we might get. First game, Sacramento, they continue to stink. 121-91, they lose to the Magic. Biggest win of the season for the Magic. I don't really know what to say about the Kings. They're a mess. I don't know how they're going to dig their way out of it, thinking even beyond this season. Their roster is poorly constructed. They don't really defend. Keon Ellis, obviously, is an above-average defender. Beyond him, I don't think anyone is really. The minutes were down. Keon Ellis did get in foul trouble here. Four of them picked him up early, so only played 18 minutes. You don't have to hold him, talk about him all the time. Zach LaVine continues to be very poor for this team. 10 points, 3 of 8 shooting. You know what? I don't even want to talk about Sacramento. They are so depressing. Let's talk about the Magic. They do get a good win. They're starting to trend up very slowly. I wouldn't say they're back to where they were to open the season, but they're certainly ahead of where they were even a week ago. Still running Corey Joseph as the starter. It's a sad world when Corey Joseph is starting for an NBA team. They just won't play Anthony Black. It's interesting. Wendell Carter picked up a couple of fouls here, but look, just didn't play that well. Goga Badadze outplayed him. With that, seeing that, like, neither of them were special. Badadze had 12 and 10. Steal and a block. I'm not running to add him. We hold Paolo. We hold Franz. That's really it. I know there's some interesting performances here. Caleb Houston. But, yeah, I'm not falling for any of this. So let's just go to the next game. Brooklyn, another game we probably don't need to talk a lot about. Brooklyn get the win over the Washington Wizards. Now, Cam Johnson played in this one, but he did leave the game late with an injury. Wouldn't surprise me if his season is done. These teams are just, I've said this, they're just looking for an excuse to shut someone down. This could be it for Cam Johnson. Claxton didn't play in this one. We potentially flagged this second night of a back-to-back, but we're holding him. I actually don't know who else, if there's anyone else you have to hold on this team, if I'm being honest. Tyrese Martin was pretty good in this one. Keon Johnson was decent, but they were playing Washington. These guys could come out and play 20 minutes in the next game. So honestly, I don't think their schedule is great either. So I don't think outside of Nick Claxton, even I guess you could make a case for him being droppable with an unfavorable schedule. Drew Timmy, interesting performance. I talked about him yesterday, 19.6 rebounds. Look, if he's going to play 28 minutes a night, I'd consider picking him up. But again, Claxton was not playing in this one. But I would absolutely be watching Drew Timmy, monitoring Trendon Watford, Jalen Wilson. He had 20 points here, but the sample size of the last 3 months, it doesn't fill me with confidence at all. And for Washington, another team, it's just a depressing time of year to talk about these teams. Alex Saar had 12 points, 3 blocks, 25 minutes. They just sort of eased off a little bit with him. Tristan Vukcevic had a couple of blocks with 8 points. Who are we holding on this team? Probably Saar. Poole, I guess. Even Poole just doesn't care anymore. Vukcevic, he's pretty close. I mean, most games he's playing 24 minutes. So as long as they don't have a back-to-back, I don't mind holding Vukcevic. You know what? I don't even want to talk about Washington. Oh, Miami. What a depressing night of NBA basketball. Miami, another team that just have zero upside at this point. Tyler Hero was very good. Alec Burks had 20 points in his 20 minutes. You know who Alec Burks is. If you need some points in a hurry, you can just take a chance on him and hope that you catch him on a night like this. Khalil Ware, who'd been trending down slowly, back up in this one, 13 points. 14 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal in 31 minutes. Is he going to play 30 minutes next game? I have no idea. Grab him and see what happens. Pel Larson, 30 minutes, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 14 points. Good performance. This is a 12-team line, but is he even in the rotation in the next game? Who knows? Terry Rozier, I mean, I'm just going to take 5 seconds to say how bad he's been and what the hell, Terry Rozier. Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, Wiggins. Is Wiggins a hole? I don't know, honestly. With the injury, he's barely played. I just don't think you have to hold him if you're in a position where you need players on the court. So Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, and maybe Khalil Ware. That's about it for Philly. A little bit of predictability here. So Justin Edwards, hold him. He's playing minutes. He's putting up numbers. Yabusele, he's playing minutes, but his numbers are really up and down. So he's probably a hold. Adembona had 16 and 10, 3 blocks, 1 steal. I think you probably pick him up. 30 minutes. He only needs 25. Quentin Grimes had 15. He's cooled off a little bit, but we still hold him. Jared Butler back in this one, 19 and 10. He's up and down as well. His role changes from one game to the next, so I don't mind holding him. I think I'd have him over Ricky Council. Lonnie Walker returned. I'm not really that interested in Lonnie Walker. That's probably it for Philly. So I think we're probably looking at Edwards, Boner, Grimes, and then Yabusele, Butler, probably on that next tier. All right, the Lakers, a team that are playing their guys generally. Jackson Hayes, did he play yesterday? Was it yesterday, day before? I don't know. Whenever his last game, he had a good game. And then this one, they just barely used him. 2 points, 5 rebounds. I was streaming him in the one final I'm in. I'm so glad that he doesn't play anymore and I can just drop him. Not that I'm playing next week, but I just want to drop him because I'm annoyed at how bad he is. The Lakers are really going to struggle, I think. I know they're going to finish top six, top five, somewhere in that range. Playoffs are going to be interesting because he is not a good center. They had the opportunity to get Mark Williams and then they decided not to. It could come back to haunt them, I think. LeBron was good. Luka was good. Austin Reeves just continues to astound. He was very good. Finney Smith played a lot more in this one. They went small. But I'm not holding. I'm not running and adding Finney Smith. He needs about 80 minutes to put up value. They did get the win too, by the way, over Memphis. So an important victory in terms of the standings, 134 to 127. For the Grizzlies, Ja Morant returned. New coach, new lease on life maybe for Ja Morant. 22 and 10, 31 minutes. Let's just keep our fingers crossed that he can stay healthy. Desmond Bain bounced back after a really poor effort in his last game. Zach Edey, a good game for Zach Edey. 14 and 11, three blocks. I still don't think he's a must hold because we've seen his role is just really inconsistent. His minutes are up and down. His production's up and down. Jalen Wells, I'm not interested in him. Scottie Pippen, I mean, the numbers here are pretty good. 16 and 5, a steal, but only 18 minutes. That's concerning. If you picked him up, I'd probably hold and just see what happens. I wouldn't just give up on him because he has been playing very well. And even prior to Ja Morant's injury, Pippen was doing stuff. So I don't mind. Don't mind holding him. Oh, that's the end of that game. All right, Pacers and the Thunder. Comfortable win for the Thunder again. For the Pacers, there's very little to talk about when they're healthy. We're holding Halliburton, Turner, Siakam. We stream Nesmith and Nembhard, and that's about it for the Thunder. Alex Caruso did play, didn't do anything, but he did play. They're also relatively healthy. Chet's sort of managing his injuries at the moment, in and out, and they can afford to, obviously. Isaiah Hartenstein, now he did suffer an injury in this one, only played 15 minutes. So I'm just, I was watching the Bulls game, so I didn't actually catch a lot of this one. Hip soreness. Okay, so I'm not sure, actually didn't see if this was a fall, if he took a fall or something. But obviously, as I said with Chet, they can be as cautious as they want to be here. So perhaps some missed time coming up for Hartenstein as they prep for the playoffs. Jalen Williams, we hold. Hartenstein, hold at this point. Shea, we hold. That's probably it. A Chet as well, of course. Just checking no names I'm missing there. Yeah, no, that's sort of where we sit, I think. Let's go to the next one. Boston, 121 over the Spurs, 111. For the Celtics, no Al Horford in this one. But other than that, basically their full rotation. And, yeah, look, I mean, the guys did what they do. Drew Holiday, 21 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. He's picked things up over the last week or two. So if you managed to pick him up off waivers or you held him, it's probably been an enjoyable couple of weeks. But we know, again, very predictable when it comes to fantasy value. Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, White, we hold all of those guys. We probably hold Holiday at the moment. Just be aware of the rest games and the missed games. And then Cornette, I mean, he was good, 15 and 16, but no Horford. So he's fine when Horford and or Porzingis are out. And no Peyton Pritchard in this one either, so we got a little bit more Sam Hauser. For the Spurs, Devin Vassell, still pretty good, 14, 5, and 3, a steal. Not as good as he's been, but still decent enough. Jeremy Sohan randomly moved in and played centre. Bismack Biyombo didn't even play. Is that going to happen again? I don't know. If Sohan was going to start and play 30 minutes a night, you have to add him, but I don't know whether he will. Stephon Castle had 22 and 8. We're holding him. Chris Paul, just a streamer. 12 points is actually very good for Chris Paul, so that tells you a lot about what he's been doing or hasn't been doing this season. Keldon Johnson, an efficient 23 points. You're not going to get that every night from him, but he has been doing enough and playing enough, I think, to be on a roster in most standard leagues. And the last game of the night, the Dallas Mavericks, they get another win, a crucial win in that battle with Sacramento and Phoenix for the 9-10 spot in the West. For the Mavericks, PJ Washington returned, Anthony Davis returned. Anthony Davis played. I'm not going to say he played bad. It's interesting watching him out there. He took 23 shots, but he just doesn't look like he wants to get to the rim at all. He's shooting threes again, which he didn't do during when he was in LA to start the year. A lot of mid-range shots, 7 of 23 from the field. So that's bad. But he had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks and a steal. So those other numbers sort of make up for it. I do worry a little bit. Obviously, he's been very good per game over the last couple of years in terms of fantasy, but that's playing center. He doesn't want to play center. They're going to have Gafford. They're going to have Lively. So next season, Anthony Davis, his field goal percentage could come down. His rebounds could come down. His blocks could come down. So I still think he's a borderline first rounder for sure. But yeah, it's going to be curious to see how they use him and what his mindset is. Because he's out there and he's playing, but yeah, whether it's a sort of a mental hangover from the injury and he's just not 100% confident in his body yet, that could be a factor. But if you can ignore the field goal percentage, the other numbers are okay. So we hold him. We hold him. We hold PJ. We hold Dinwiddie. Klay Thompson's sort of a hold, I guess. Nagy, I would be holding him. As for Kai Jones, hold him until we get word that Lively or Gafford are returning. Now, they were both doubtful for this game before being ruled out, so I would expect one or both of them to return in the next week, which would make Kai Jones irrelevant. But until then, yeah, I mean, 15 and 7 in this one, 4 steals, 2 blocks, so the numbers are very good for him. For the Bulls, Josh Giddey finally had a stinker. Wasn't even on the floor to close the game. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. But you can't fault him at all. Kobe White had another 20-point game, 25 points, 11 rebounds. Vooch had 25 and 9. He was good. Kevin Huerter, I'd be holding Kevin Huerter. He only had 8 points in this one, but he had 6 assists and played 32 minutes. Buzelis, probably the best game or one of the best games of his career, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, a block, hit some big threes down the stretch, 38 minutes, very encouraging for him. Zach Collins playing as that backup, you don't need to roster him, obviously, but interestingly, he was out there over Jalen Smith. All right, there's a few questions. Let's do them very quickly. Ricardo, in a roto league without an IL, should I drop Hartenstein? Well, wait. See what the prognosis, whatever, for the injury is. But if he's going to miss a week, then yeah, I think you could. That's fair. Regret not picking up where we all have regrets at this time of the year as to who we've added and who we haven't added. I added Alex Caruso and he's done absolutely nothing. Picked up Draymond. He gave me one all right game, one bad game. It's very hit or miss. David, nice call with the Butler stream. He played great. He did. Sometimes we get it right. Sometimes we don't as well. Okay, didn't make up much headway in the assists, 40 to 33. Okay, well, he helped, and you're still up. Poeltl is going to lose you the season. Yeah, look, I was curious to see whether they'd continue to rest now that they basically can't move up or down in the standings, and they've already ruled Poeltl out for tomorrow, so I guess that answers my question. After watching the Lakers game, Austin Reeves could be a low tier also. He absolutely could. I can't disagree at all. Shining Knight, you want AD to go and rest. Like I said, his field goal percentage has been way down, but he for me, my team is strong enough in field goal percentage that I can offset that, and I'm just happy to have him on the floor getting me some defensive stuff. Obviously, I'd love more. And could I have streamed someone better? Maybe. But, yeah, look, it is what it is. Yes, correct, Apple Pie. If they do want to get a center, there have been rumors that they could revisit that Mark Williams trade. I don't know how that would work, but if they do want to try and acquire a center and they move Reeves, then yes, Reeves could be an all-star if he goes somewhere else. I mean, he could be an all-star in Los Angeles as well. Going to be hard. You don't get three all-stars from one team a lot, and Luka and LeBron are obviously locks as all-stars, so could be tough for him, but it depends on the team record as well. We wonder if Najee's special season is over. Look, yeah, potentially. If Gafford and Lively and AD are all there, PJ, he's obviously missed a lot of time as well over the last month, then yes, could be the end of Najee Marshall. But it has been fun to watch, I will say that. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go do some work. Should be back tomorrow with a post-game show. Could be the last, well, probably not the last show of the season, but it might be the last regular show of the season. There's not a lot of people running or in active leagues and things like that. I'll probably do a couple of shows. Might even do some sort of shows during the day, some mailbag kind of shows or something like that. But yes, we are starting to prep for next season and that sort of thing. So probably not a regular show, but I'll still do a couple next week at least. But yes, all my leagues are done. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And oh, we've got a question from Admiral Nida. Who's the Charlotte ad for the back-to-back? Nick Smith, KJ Simpson, or Jeffries? Good luck, really. I might take a chance on KJ Simpson, maybe. He's sort of the three, he's the least... the least proven, but he's had the least opportunity as well. We sort of know who Nick Smith is. He's hit or miss and he's points only. Jeffries is a bit of everything, but doesn't really have a high ceiling. So KJ Simpson, I'm interested. He could have some assists upside, a little bit of scoring. So I'd probably go KJ Simpson, see how you go. All right. So, yes, I will be back during the week on and off. And follow me. We'll be posting all the updates and stuff coming into next season. We'll be running some playoff fantasy leagues as well. So for anyone interested in joining the playoff fantasy leagues, we'll probably set them up. Well, I know one that I'm in is a best ball league, but we'll probably run some playoff pick'em leagues where basically you just pick a new roster every day. They're fun. You have to stay on top of it because you have to pick five players every day, but you can pick the same player over and over again. So you can pick Jokic every time he plays, you can pick him, and then you just drop him and pick up someone else when he's not playing. So we will be running those. I know I put something in the Old Man Squad Discord server about that, but I'll probably throw something up on Twitter as well. So just follow along on there or Blue Sky, and there'll be some information about those leagues in the next couple of weeks. They're easy to set up because there's no draft. You just have to have your squad picked by the first night of the playoffs. I don't think they include the play-in. They didn't used to, but I'm not sure. So anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, now I'm going to get out of here. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep post-game show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.